from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trek. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Yeah, Mully and Hall. Neither Mully or Hall are in the building. That's okay. You know who else is not in the building? One Mark Grody had a previous engagement, so he decided to run early. So he's stuck with me, Bears. Marshall Harris, filling in, hanging out. But I'm glad that you guys have stayed the course. Been on this thing since 5:30 in the morning. It feels like it should only be about 8:30, but apparently my time is almost done here. Great show today. Happy to have Coach Dave Wannstedt in studio for not one, but two segments. We had Mike Florio stop by, get us all hot and bothered about Hassan Reddick. And then Mark Potash. He was on his way to Bears practice, which has since started. So first of all, thanks to my teammate, Mark Grody, for getting us started. Always thanking Evan Thomas for getting us up and running on Twitch. Executive producer, Dustin William Rhodes. Thank you.
And then Craig Council. That's baseball. Well, that's just baseball.
I mean, it is just baseball, right? Except for when it's not just baseball. Also, thanks to our sound producer, Brandon Fryer.
Aggie. Smell like greatness.
Will Levis, number 8, Parfum de Mayonnaise.
That's right. They got the mayonnaise cologne out there for Will Levis. I mean, hey, everybody needs a job. Yes, he's a quarterback, but everybody needs a side hustle. And apparently, hawking mayonnaise cologne is his side hustle. So, you know, get it how you live, big fella. That's why I say that. I will not be partaking in the consumption or the spreading of anything mayonnaise on my body. So that's just me personally. And you heard the laughter. Next up, Bernstein and Holmes. Dan Bernstein is here, and we love him.
No, bad.
He's bad. Hey, Marshall.
Ben Lawrence Holmes, you heard the laughter. I'm sorry, I just skipped over you because, like.
No, it's okay.
You were just laughing.
I was laughing at Dustin because, like.
Why are you laughing at Dustin?
He really hates Craig Council, and he doesn't want to say how much he hates him. But he hates him.
I don't know that he hates him.
He just hates him. I've been listening to the show. I've been listening to the podcast. That man does not like his manager.
Just disappointing me. Again, last night he was disappointing. And then how he explains it. That's just baseball.
But here's the thing.
That's just baseball, unfortunately.
He does not like his manager. We'll say that. But, like, he makes it sound like his manager is Pedro Grifol when he talks about his manager.
Yes, that's what's funny about it. That's what makes me laugh is that this is a guy that's he's in everyone's top three of managers in baseball. And Dustin, you're right. Like, he's acting like. But I get it. He likes a specific type of manager.
What type is that?
One that shows a little fire in his belly.
That's not Craig Counselor.
One that defends his players a little bit.
Well,
there's a bad strike pitch called.
Oh, the Shota where he gave you the freeze and like, I'm looking at you, but you're looking at me and you're not going to call what I want you to call, but now we got to still play this game.
But Shota said that he went back and looked at the video and was like, it could have gone either way. He's like, whatever. But that's not what Dustino wants. He wants a red ass. That's what he likes.
Well, everybody can't be a red ass.
I agree.
That's not how the world works.
That's what makes it funny.
I feel bad for him because today I've heard him say that's just baseball approximately a half dozen times.
Baseball bees like that.
Well, remember, too, that he dares to admit, understand, and appreciate variance and luck. And there's more of that in baseball over the 162 than anybody cares to admit. And once you surrender to the understanding that you can't control everything in a baseball game, it's very freeing in some ways, but it's not exactly satisfying to fans.
It's why I think that we need to do a better job of celebrating 162. We need to do a better job of celebrating division championships because it's hard. It's so difficult. And we have just gotten to the point of, because of the expansion of the playoffs, of just being like, oh, thank God the regular season of baseball's over. Now let's get to the playoffs. When you got a team that gets it done through 162, there needs to be a higher level of appreciation because of the grind that it is for 162.
It proves something completely different than the end-of-year playoff tournament proves.
No, I completely agree with you. I covered the Phillies during their heyday when they went out and got Roy Halladay, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had Cliff Lee, and like it was a whole thing. And then they did so well, set the franchise record for wins in a season. It should have been celebrated. But because they get bounced in the first round of the playoffs or don't even make it to the NLCS, it's tough on fans.
Seasons are labeled as failures.
Right.
I'm partially at fault for that.
You're mostly at fault.
I'm partially at fault for it. And as I have come to understand that, particularly in baseball, it's certainly not the case in basketball. And
definitely not football
either. Yeah,
that baseball is a sport where the 6 months of the season tell one story. They tell you who the best teams are. The playoffs tell you who wins the World Series. Those things are often different things,
but they're conflated.
The Mariners agree,
and they are. If you look at the Atlanta Braves of the 90s, that's an all-time dynasty. If you look at the current Dodgers, there's an argument to be made that they should be in the pantheon of great, great teams, especially in the modern era.
But do you not feel like over the last, let's say 10 years, let's say maybe 15, all of that has been exacerbated because we live in this social media world. Plus, it's like winning is the only thing that matters, but not just winning, but winning a championship. It's all or nothing. There is
ring
no gray.
Culture. Yeah, 100%. I do think that plays into it, but there... I also think that the expansion aspect plays into it. Like the idea of, well, if we get in, we got a chance because of the level of variance. So if you're the Cubs right now, even two games under 500, you're going, well, we're 4.5 games back. We could get into it. We've got enough good pitching that we could turn into a team that finds itself in the World Series like the Diamondbacks did last year. There's a lot of evidence to prove what Dan is talking about, and not that he created this. Like, he is Captain Variance, but there's a lot of evidence
what do you mean I'm Captain Variance?
See, the glasses tell you.
Yeah.
I can't tell because you kind of look like Captain Variance, but I'm not sure.
But I have glasses on.
So when he takes the glasses off, the cape comes on and everything else. We don't have phone booths anymore.
I don't know what.
Nowhere for you
about.
To step.
Supposedly, maybe.
No clue what you're talking about.
All right, so
for years.
What do you guys have for us today? I know I didn't ask that in the typical Mully fashion, but I want to know what's coming up because I got to go on a run. I'm going to be listening to you on my way home.
All right, well, here's what you're going to hear. You're going to hear us talk a little bit about that wild and wacky Cubs game yesterday that kind of felt like one you wish you could have had. Chris Emma will report from the crowded practice field with the cracking of pads today. Full crowds, full pads for the Bears. We're going to debate if we are redoing the Hard Knocks bingo card.
You got it.
I don't know. We are a Super Bowl shuffle away from a bingo, and now we're gonna reshuffle it, right?
Are you saying if we get Super Bowl shuffle tonight, then we have to do a new card?
We'll discuss it.
Okay.
Just hold it.
All right.
Ian Happ at 11. We'll bring back some of that really good stuff you had with Dave Wants that earlier. The stuff on Caleb was great. We'll bring that back. We've got High Noon, 11:45. Dane Brugler of The Athletic,
yes,
the man behind the Beast Scouting Report. We'll check in and see how he thinks now that he's seeing some of these guys in uniform. Steve Stone at 12:25. We have rescheduled our Mastroli Award winner, Micah Baskerville of the Bears, who's going to join us at 12:45. And I guess he's just going to hand the phone to Roma Dunze.
That would be great.
And Roma Dunze is going to be our guest at 1 o'clock.
That is a fully loaded show.
That's a radio show.
The omelet where you can't quite fold it over like the way you want to fold it over. I'm here for it, except for I'm not here for it. Thanks, guys. Have a great show.
Thank you, Marshall.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.